Fourth of July is normally like a big party drinking
holiday.
Yeah, it's just interesting.
Like our forefathers would have wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think they were like signing the Declaration of Independence over like, you know, their version of Fireball?
Probably mead.
That's depressing. Welcome back to the Kapower Hour. I'm Lauren Powell.
And I'm Sean Casey.
And we're the Kapows.
Kapow! This is episode 6.
Wow.
We skipped a week. Are we acknowledging that?
Oh, right. It was a holiday and I'm pregnant and tired.
So 4th of July.
That is like usually such a big holiday for us. Our first 4th of July together was 10 years ago.
I know. It's wild. That's like right after we started dating.
Like a month.
A month or two in.
And you came out in your like sleeveless denim vest, no shirt, and American flag leggings and a fanny pack.
And?
A mustache.
A mustache.
Yeah.
4th of July is no joke.
4th of July has always been fun for me, but not in as ridiculous as you.
Yeah, I think also that just had to do with where I lived and who I lived with. And so we had a bunch of bros living in a house at the beach. And 4th of July was just like our Super Bowl. It was our time to just go for it.
I'm actually kind of surprised you didn't wear a mullet that first 4th of July with me.
Yeah, mullets are hot. Mullets in the summer are hot. That's the main
the
issue.
The only reason.
Yeah, normally I would.
Not shame. No, just pure practical heat.
Yeah.
So we had a huge 4th of July party last year.
Yeah.
It was the first one we were able to really do and go all out for after COVID. And then I think a lot of our friends this year were maybe expecting us to have another party, which I'm fine with. I'm fine with being the people that you rely on to have a 4th of July party.
Because we've set that precedent.
Yeah.
Like we are the party people. We have a great house for it. We have a great backyard for it.
It's the party people precedent. It's a precedent. This year, I was just like, there is no way I am hosting a 4th of July party for close to 100 people when I am sober.
Mm-hmm.
I can't leave. I can't leave my own party when I'm done.
Yeah. People like save up their energy for our parties. I think we let some people down this year for not having a 4th of July party.
Well, not only did we let them down, but I also had that brand deal. So I posted this branded video the day before like 4th of July weekend, where I had decorated our house for a 4th of July party with this big balloon arch. I went and bought like all these red, white, and blue cupcakes and cookies and stuff from Target.
It definitely looked like we were having a party in the video.
Well, the problem is it was so believable that I got a DM immediately when I posted that video. I got several DMs of people being like, guess I didn't get my invitation this year. You had a friend actually like freak out that she was coming to town and she feels like she thought
she asked me like a million times if we were having a party because they were trying to plan their trip around the date that we would have our party. And I was like, no, we're not having a party this year.
And then so she saw the video and
she's like, what the heck? Like why?
And she thought she had like missed the date and came into town late.
Yeah.
So if you are one of our friends who saw that video and thought that we ghosted you.
We did. We had an amazing party. Sorry you didn't get the invite.
No.
Be better friends.
I threw away all those cupcakes. That's not true. I ate like 10 of them.
We ate a lot of the things.
We did not have a 4th of July party. We'll be back next year.
Next year.
Bigger than ever.
Baby's first 4th of July.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the first big drinking holiday hurdle that I have had to jump over. Is that what you do to a hurdle?
I think so.
I ran track only because...
there's cute boys.
Yeah. It's a co-ed sport. It was 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
I was very bad at it. I was bad at all the sports that I played. That is a topic for another episode.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot this weekend. We did a lot of 4th of July things, and I was just sober for all of them. And everything is sadder when you're sober. And it's not that it's just being sober and sad. It's being sober and pregnant.
Mm.
And a little uncomfortable and tired, and then also sober.
And it's hot.
Not really. I am like the only pregnant person in history to be freezing her whole pregnancy.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I Googled it. I'm fine, I think.
WebMD says you're fine.
I'm either fine or I have anemia.
But it is funny how like as you get older, your drinking habits change. You know, 4th of July used to be, I remember 4th of July was, we'd party the entire 4th of July, and then we would wake up and drink all the booze that was left over. And it was like the day after 4th of July. We did it with New Year's, you know, so like back in our 20s and our early 30s, living at the beach. We were.
Things have changed. That is a good, like, so the different, there's so many different drinking phases in our lives, right?
Yeah.
Like, when was the first time that you ever had a drink? Say our age on the count of three.
Well, had a drink versus like actually drank. Cause like.
Had a drink.
Does tasting your dad's beer count?
Did he see it?
Yeah. My dad gave me a sip of beer, but like.
Having.
I don't
having
ever count.
A full beverage.
Having a full.
Not a sip. Having okay. your first full beverage.
Okay.
So we're going to say our age on the count of three.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. 18. So you had your first drink when you were 14.
Yes. And that makes it sound really bad, but I actually like didn't really drink in high school, but I had one instance when I was 14 where I drank a lot. So yeah, we're freshmen in high school, and I had two good buddies who worked at a liquor store that was like right by our house. And every time they had a shift, they started stealing one or two beers. You know, it was like easy to just sort of like walk
out. You gonna put them on blast on the like this?
There's no names. There's no store. We don't know who they.
Okay.
I mean, they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So. For like months, they're just casually stealing a beer or two every single time they work, and they're stockpiling it in the bushes in the front of our neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
So this, you know, they started doing it in October. It's Michigan. It gets cold, so the beer's there. So eventually, there's like 100 beers.
100?
100
Are
beers.
Are you kidding me?
No. So like
in a bush? How big is this bush?
It's a pretty big bush. Yeah. It's a big bush. Lots of beers. So look on your face right now.
I'm shocked. Go on.
Yeah, I surrounded myself with very resourceful people.
Ingenues.
So the plan is, hey, we're going to have a sleepover at someone's house. We're going to sneak out.
Ooh, such a wholesome little sleepover.
And we're going to drink these beers.
100 beers.
Maybe I'm exaggerating. I don't know if it's 100. Hey,
Were they bush beers in the bush?
Ah, that would be great. I have no idea. I don't remember. It's not a big drinker at that point. So we schedule a sleepover. We sneak out of our friend's house. We go. We get the beer. And we have a friend who's 16. And he's like, so we're actually very responsible in the fact that he knew that he could not drink. So he drove us around. We were drinking beers. I remember going to a gas station. I peed in a gas station sink.
Oh my God.
I was bad. It was
Sean,
bad.
We're bringing a child into this world.
I know. I can't wait to see what they pee in.
Karma. Oh, jeez.
So eventually there's some houses being built in our neighborhood, and we decide that that's a good place to like go hang out and hide. And so we're just like hanging out in this like three quarters built house. It's the middle of winter. We're just having fun being drunk little idiots. And
on your 100 beers.
On our 100 beers. Maybe not 100. Probably had like a beer and a half at that point.
Yeah.
But we're hanging out in the house, and all of a sudden someone yells, "Cops!" And everyone, there's like 10 of us, maybe we all like scatter through the house, and the house was like surrounded by cops, and it was near a golf course. And so like all the lights are on, and they're chasing us, and like there's just like lights everywhere. I mean,
cops are chasing you?
Yeah, I mean, we lived in a small town. There was not a lot going on. So this was like a big thing to the police force at that point.
Yeah.
So they chase us onto the golf course, and I hop over a fence, and all of a sudden there's like a spotlight, and they're like, "Freeze or release the dogs."
How have I never heard this part of the story?
Yeah, it's a key moment. And so like there's like two or three of us, and we like look at each other, and two of my buddies drop to the ground, and I'm like, "No, not me. Not me." So I turn.
Not today.
Not today, copper. So I turn and I hop the fence again, and like I'm drunk. I don't know how this is happening, but my, you know, adrenaline kicks in, and I start running, and I actually climbed a tree in a neighborhood behind the golf course, and I'm watching
you just hid.
The cops bring my friends back to my friend's house. And I'm just like,
"You just hid out in a tree?"
I hid out in a tree until it all died down. And then I'm like, "Oh no, what am I going to do?" So I walk back to my house, and
where your mom thinks you're out of sleepover.
Yes. And so then I proceed to fall asleep on the front porch.
Why didn't you go inside?
Because I was very afraid of going inside, and I didn't know what to do. So
you just took a nap?
Maybe like involuntary, I don't know.
Okay.
And so then eventually I get up the gumption to go inside, and I'm still pretty drunk at this point. And I say to my parents, I'm like, "I have something to tell you." And I'm like trying not to laugh. I'm like, "I don't think you're going to like it." And then I told them the whole story. My mom started crying and my dad started laughing.
Nice.
And I was immediately grounded.
And then you didn't drink again until college?
Not really. So you said 18.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit more normal.
I was such a rule follower in high school, which is hilarious because I also was simultaneously, I hated authority. I think like drinking was just like, I had a goal in high school and I knew I wanted to be an actress and like I wanted to win all the competitions that I was in and do all these things. And it was like partying wasn't a part of that. And on Saturdays, I was like competing in these speech and debate tournaments. I didn't have time for, like, I literally did not even have time to think about partying or drinking. And I would even go to some of these parties and just not drink. I think in the beginning, I was like terrified of drinking, of like, yeah, being hungover or just being out of control. Mm-hmm. And now, like now I love being out of control.
Baby, if you're listening.
Best part of drinking is...
Wait till you're 14 to have your first drink.
Hey. First drink was in college. And it was like first week. It might have been like the week before classes. Because I had pretty much decided like, okay, I'm in college. I'm going to try drinking. I remember the first time I drank, I had read that like to track your drinks that you should write little tick marks on your hand. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do that to make sure I didn't get out of control. And then I left like Advil and water next to my bed to like make sure that I didn't have a hangover. Wow. I was so responsible, or I was trying to be so responsible. I remember I had 4 drinks that night and I was blacked out. Like 4 drinks was all it took for me to like lose my memory, forget the Advil and the water. Like not that that would have helped me. I was so hungover. And then back then though, when you're 18, like hangovers are just like you wake up, you have a headache, you eat a taco, and then you're good. You're good to go again. And then you drink right. For the next 4 years.
I didn't believe in hangovers till like in my 30s.
Till last year, yeah.
So then after that.
After that, I realized how fun it is. And I never stopped. I had the absolute best college experience. Like, mm-hmm. I would not do anything differently.
I did too. So at Michigan State, welcome week is kind of the week before. So you move in before, like a week before classes start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had the same thing.
And so we're walking around and just sort of like exploring East Lansing and not really knowing what to do. And we hadn't had anything to drink. We were just walking around and it's towards the end of the night and there's this house on the street and there's like a bunch of people on the porch and there's a keg and they're just like, hey, we're like, hey, and they're like, do you want some beer? We're like, what? You know,
like did my parents push you up to this?
It just felt like we were being set up.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, we have this keg and like, we need to get rid of it. Do you want some of it?
Wow.
And we were just like, okay. And so we walked up and they gave us beer and like, we're just sitting there drinking and having fun. And we're just like, college is awesome.
It's funny how I think like our tastes change too. Like when I was a freshman, I vividly remember drinking, like, I don't even know how we got our hands on Smirnoff in our dorm. I don't know that I knew anyone who was 21. I don't remember how we ended up with alcohol in our dorm. And I remember chasing the Smirnoff with Mountain Dew. Mm. So that was like my freshman year memory. And then whatever you drink at frat parties, like PJ, which is just a concoction.
PJ?
Yeah, we've talked about it. So PJ is like what we called it at UNC. It's like, I guess it's jungle juice at other colleges.
Oh, jungle juice.
But it's a big trash can full of liquid, mystery liquid.
Okay. You had me at jungle juice. I got you.
Usually like Hawaiian punch.
What does PJ stand for?
Like purple Jesus or something, but it wasn't always purple.
Purple Jesus?
Yeah, I don't know. PJ, it was just called PJ at UNC. By the time I was a junior, we were drinking every flavor of Burnett's vodka. It's basically once I turned 21 and I could go to the liquor store. Because in Michigan, is it like ABC stores or you can buy liquor at grocery stores?
Like, yeah, you can buy liquor everywhere.
Okay, in North Carolina, you can only get them at ABC stores, which I just found out recently that that's like state regulated.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the prices are all the same too.
Oh. Yeah.
In Michigan, it's not that way. So you're in California, so like you can get better deals at places.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there were like crazy liquor laws in North Carolina, and that was one of it. You couldn't get liquor at the grocery store. You could only get it at the ABC store. So we go into the ABC store for the first time, and there's just like floor to ceiling every flavor of Burnett's vodka. Like it was like the heaven had opened up. Yes.
Is there a button for this? You got it right. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's literally what it felt like. It's so funny that I was such a rule follower in high school, and then in college, like the biggest rule of all is don't drink underage. Don't tell someone who's older than you to buy alcohol for you and smuggle it into your dorm where you're definitely not allowed to have alcohol. And I had no problem breaking rules once I got to college.
Yeah, went off the dark end.
Yeah.
Deep end? Dark end?
It was a deep, dark end. So when you're broke and you're in your 20s or you're in college, like pre-gaming is such a thing when you're in your 20s. Mm-hmm. It is not a thing in your 30s.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this.
Well,
not the same.
Right.
The purpose, it's a different thing. The whole purpose of pre-gaming in college and in your 20s is because you're broke. And so you want to drink as much of your own alcohol as you can as possible before you have to go to the bar and spend money.
Right.
That was the whole motivation. Yep. Right now in our 30s, I'm not like pre-gaming. I'm not like, hey, everyone come over. We're going to pre-game before we go out.
I mean, we'll like have a drink. It's more just like,
kill time.
Start having fun together, but it's not this like...
It's not like take seven shots.
Yeah.
So that... And then the whole... The idea that... This plan always failed, by the way. It would be like, all right, drink a bunch of shots so you don't spend any money at the bar. No. When you get to the bar, you are so drunk that you're like...
I don't care about money.
You don't think about money. You still... Yeah. Then you drink on top of... You should have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink on top of that. It was like the worst plan in history. And I never learned from it. Still did it.
Every weekend.
I remember at some point in my 30s, I went back to North Carolina. And I think we were back for Christmas. Do you remember this? We were in Chelsea's apartment. And she just so happened to have some flavored vodka in her freezer.
I do remember this.
And we pulled it out. We took a couple shots before we went to dinner. And I got so drunk that night and I had such a horrible hangover that it occurred to me that like, oh, those flavored shots are maybe not good for me. Like I get way too drunk.
A decade later.
And then way too hungover.
Yeah.
I also went through a gin phase.
Oh.
Which is weird because I hate gin now.
Yeah.
But in my 20s, this was me and Jess actually. So, okay. When I left, I graduated UNC miraculously on time. Don't know how. And 2 weeks later, like a month later, I moved to LA. And then like a month later, I met this girl who was about to start her senior year at UCLA. And the crazy thing about their campus was the girls during the summer, you could rent a room at the frats at UCLA. What? So like really? The top floor, that's how I met Jess. Top floor of these frats was designated for girls who needed a room for the summer.
That seems
fun. So fun. I'm so sad.
So the frats got together and they're like, hey, how do we meet girls over the summer?
Genius.
Let's rent out the top floor to girls.
Genius. I wish that I could have had that in college. It's amazing. UCLA, you're so smart. So basically, I had graduated UNC and I just pretended like I was starting my senior year at UCLA too.
Yeah.
We would drink gin and diet cherry 7-Up because it had antioxidants in it. It said it on the label.
Healthy.
Now it's funny, like, we don't really pregame, and I guess now that I'm pregnant, I definitely don't pregame, but, like, we had a little date night last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and we went to a movie, and dinner is, like, you have a drink.
Right.
And actually, so we went to this place called Puesto's in La Jolla, which I've never been to before, and it is, like, I had the best mocktail margarita and the best taco of my whole life.
And there was no pageantry. There was no anything. No. The bartender just made them and put them down and was like...
A mocktail margarita for me and a regular margarita for you. And they weren't in flashing cups and you couldn't tell the difference. When I put that video out online talking about my mocktail story, I had a lot of people tell me that it's like a service industry thing where they are... Like maybe in different states, they're legally required to differentiate the cup because a lot of teenagers come into restaurants and try. I guess so that you know if someone's underage, you can see the thing that they're drinking is immediately.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. I'm that clearly makes sense, not underage. I don't need a fancy, stupid flashing cup. I'm still not over.
Anyways, focus on the positive.
Yeah, Puesto positive. So that Puesto was the
positive.
Best margarita I've ever had. It was so good. Actually, can we go? Can we go tonight? Can we go back tonight? It was so good. I've been thinking about it all week.
I mean, after this whiskey, you might have to drive, but yes.
That's fine.
Yeah. It was, and then the taco that we had, it was a filet mignon taco wrapped in fried cheese. Oh.
It was so good. And then we went and saw the Jennifer Lawrence new movie. I mentioned to you, I was like, do you want to go see this Jennifer Lawrence movie? And you were like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, have you heard about it?
And I was like, yeah. I mean, I heard that she does a full frontal nude scene.
It's like, we have heard very different things. We have very different algorithms.
Yeah. I just saw a bunch of headlines, like, because she had done interviews about it. And it said Jennifer Lawrence basically didn't care about the full frontal thing. And she had no reservations about doing it.
It's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah. And when you see the movie, it's like not sexy at all.
It's it's not a sexual scene that she's doing. It's actually a very hilarious comedic scene.
Right, exactly. That's what I meant.
But it was good. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily pay to see it again, but it was worth watching Jennifer Lawrence. Just like,
yeah, it's entertaining. So we're working on redecorating the house, moving some things around, and we've realized that we need to start the baby registry.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so intimidating. There's so much stuff. I think the top two most intimidating things about pregnancy is childbirth and then the baby registry.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Huh. It's just like, you have to do so much research. It's not like when you have a wedding registry where you already are like, well, I know I need 8 wine glasses because I'm going to break 6 of them. Or I know I need plates or this cute dish. I don't know what I need.
Can we do diapers?
No. No, you're not helping at all. You're not involved in the registry if that's your contribution. But you have to get stuff like for all the different age ranges. So it's like first 2 months, and you got to think about the next 2 months. And I was thinking like, oh, it's summer, you know, I'm going to do all this summer stuff. And then I realized the baby's going to be born in fall.
Yeah.
And then Christmas. Lots of plaid and pumpkins.
Pumpkin spice latte baby.
As big as this task is that we have ahead of us, I decided that I should do the smart thing and just look up ridiculous baby strollers. So I was like, I was looking up strollers and they're insanely expensive and I don't really understand why. And there's like top name brands that kept coming up and they're $100 difference. Like some are $800, $900, $1,000. And I was just like, why? What is the most expensive one? Mm-hmm. Why is it different from the cheaper one? So what I did was I went on the Nordstrom website and I just was like, you know what? Let's just see. And I went to baby strollers and I sorted most expensive to least expensive.
Oh, what was the most expensive?
The rose gold one.
Oh, so the one you liked was the most expensive one.
It just happened. I don't know how it happened. It just happened.
What's the most expensive baby stroller you can buy in Nordstrom?
Well, it is.
Answer the question, please.
Like $2,500. But it comes with like 7 different pieces for the whole child's life. So if you just get
the whole child's life,
it comes with a car. No, it's like if you just get the stroller that has a car seat attached or something, it's like the rose gold one is like $1,200.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's so pretty. And then right after the rose gold one, this is on the Nordstrom website, okay? It was a DJ Khaled stroller collaboration.
I love the pause there. It's a DJ Khaled. I'm like, I have no idea where this is going.
And there's like an emblem on it that says, "We the best."
What?
Another one. Yeah, so apparently he did some collaboration with like a brand called Cybex. I don't know. Okay, so it's called the Keys to the Kingdom Collection. The breathtaking collection exudes the beauty of a tropical jungle featuring an exotic animal kingdom. A custom We the Best logo is emblazoned on each piece, and the key to the kingdom on the zipper represents abundance, family, and love. Bless up.
Wow. I follow DJ Khaled on Instagram. He's amazing. I didn't.
This is what it looks like. It's just like jungle themed.
I mean, that just looks like a normal baby stroller. I don't understand.
Yeah, but it says We the Best on it.
Like,
and this one has
a print. Doesn't
look. It has a big lion.
Yeah, that's a really nice print. But like,
take it up with DJ Khaled.
Okay.
So that one is $1,500. Okay, there's another one.
Are we going up in price or down
we're going
in price?
Up in price. Okay, so then I found this one. I think this one is worthy of the price tag. Okay. So it is the first electric powered stroller.
Okay.
Combining the luxurious design with smart technology and the convenience of an e-bike.
So you're just like sitting at home, like remote controlling the baby around the neighborhood.
Kind of. So it's like, it says it has uphill and downhill support by smartly adapting to the surface. So it like helps you push.
Is that something we need?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are you incapable of like walking up a moderate hill?
You push a watermelon out of your penis and then tell me if you can walk up a hill.
Wow.
It says, so you can also set it to rock back and forth automatically to gently soothe the child.
While you're walking?
Or like sitting at a restaurant. I don't know. You can enjoy a more comfortable journey by choosing between two support modes, eco to save battery, or tour for maximum power on hills or rough ground. Look at this thing. Look at this.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Look at it. That's it?
What? What do you mean that's it?
I mean, like, it looks very cool, but I'm picturing
it
is, like...
It has gold rims, gold trim, and a gold wing. Anyway.
So influenced by shiny things.
Yes. And also electric, but it is $2,200.
Unbelievable.
But at least that one, I'm like, okay, it's a remote control stroller. This is... I'm also just imagining all of the things that could go wrong with an electric stroller.
Seriously.
Does it just roll away? Just drives away.
Going up, going down, like gets away from mom. Like, what is there one where it's like you jump on the back? like you do with a shopping cart, you know?
Yeah,
like,
can it also push me around too?
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up by saying there's also a stroller called the Donkey Five.
I have no idea what's coming next.
There isn't anything other than that's what it's called, and it's a normal stroller. It's the Donkey Five model.
Donkey Five.
Anyway.
Huh.
Oh, wait, the rose gold stroller comes with a paparazzi shield.
Oh, super important.
So it's like the sunroof that you put from normal boring strollers.
Yeah.
It's called a paparazzi shield.
Oh, so it's just a sun shield, but they're calling it paparazzi shield.
Yes.
Oh, I thought there was like something in addition to.
No.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing? It's a paparazzi shield. I think it's hilarious.
Hilarious. Yes.
Anyway, we're going to get that one. Moving on.
Okay.
Speaking of paparazzi, Taylor Swift just dropped her re-recorded Speak Now album. There's a controversial lyric. She was like 18 when she wrote most of these songs. And so one of the songs is called Better Than Revenge. And it's about a girl who steals her boyfriend. And in the original...
Steals her boyfriend?
Yeah. So the original lyrics in the song that are problematic are a little slut-shamey. So she says, it's like the chorus says, she's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress. She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress.
Wow.
Fire.
Yeah.
And so she's been criticized, I mean, for literally everything she's ever done, but it is a little slut-shamey. And she's said, like, since then in interviews, like in this Guardian interview in 2014, she said, I was 18 when I wrote that. That's the age when you think someone can actually take your boyfriend. Then you grow up and realize no one can take someone from you if they didn't want to leave. A lot of fans were wondering if she was going to change that lyric. So all the re-recordings, all the Taylor's version stuff she's done thus far have been identical. The point being, you can't even that you're not listening to the original album. Right? It's pretty brilliant. And so the new lyric is, so it's, she's not a saint. She's not what you think. She's an actress. He was a moth to the flame. She was holding the matches.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Kind of interesting. It like puts the blame on him, like the onus on him and not her.
Yeah.
So a lot of people actually are like mad that she went and changed the lyric because it just represents that she was 18 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I understand, but I also understand, like, you have the opportunity to change what you did when you were stupid. Why wouldn't you take a do-over?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's just like, she's damned if she does, damned 100%. If she doesn't. Like, she could not change it, people are going to be mad. She changes it, people are going to be mad. But I do like that it shifted to him. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't leave someone.
It's two people, people to... So, anyway, big week for Tay-Tay. The crazy thing is, anyone who goes to her concert now... Because she barely played any Speak Now songs at her tour.
So do you think she's going to change and now she's playing a bunch of those songs?
I think so. I think
so do we need to go to another concert?
I think so, but I don't know how. I'm going to need a wheelchair or something. I cannot stand for 3 hours being pregnant again.
I want to be in one of those like VIP tents that they cover with like black felt. How do we get in there? Like the Queen of England was in there.
Yeah, so that's it. We just need to rule a country. That's the threshold. We're so close.
So close. Okay, so speaking of Taylor Swift, there's this game that's going around. We saw it on TikTok where you have to rank 5 things without knowing what's coming next.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought we could do those with Taylor Swift albums.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. Oh, this is going to be so controversial.
So
1 is the best, 5 is the worst?
1 is the best, 5 is the worst. Okay. I'm going to give you an album and you have to tell me where it is without knowing what else.
My personal preference.
Yep. Okay. I'm starting hard. Evermore.
5. Easy. Oh, okay. Yeah. I know that's controversial.
Okay.
It's coming off of Folklore. You just can't. Folklore's so good.
Okay.
Yeah, 5. Easy.
Reputation.
I really like Reputation, but I don't know what else you have. I'm going to go 3.
3.
Okay.
Are you sure?
No.
All right. 1989.
Oh,
2. 2.
Yeah.
Next up, Lover.
4.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Last one, Folklore.
Ah, okay. 1. All right. Yeah, that was Folklore, 1989, Reputation, Lover.
Evermore.
That's pretty close. I do love Lover. Oh, okay. That was hard, but at least I got Folklore.
Okay.
Okay, so for you, I'm going to do Michigan things.
just broadly speaking, Michigan things. Oh, man.
Okay, so first one.
Okay.
The Detroit Lions.
I am a huge Detroit Lions fan.
Okay.
Like, I am a diehard Lions fan. Oh, I'm going to go 2.
Okay. Buddy's Pizza. Detroit-style pizza.
I'm going to go 4.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Next. Detroit Tigers baseball team.
I used to be a big, big, big Tigers fan, and they have just let me down repeatedly.
Oh, because the Lions haven't?
As those words are coming out of my mouth. I'm going to go 5. Okay. I'm just, the Tigers have annoyed me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Verner's ginger ale.
Crap. I guess I have 3 is the spot I have left, right?
All right, last one. Michigan State football.
Yeah, 1. All right. Woo!
Okay, so I guess now the theme of the podcast is until we have named this child, that we're just going to keep doing these name games.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we kind of played around with is you and I are both Irish. We got engaged in Paris and then immediately celebrated in Ireland. We love our Irish heritage.
We had an Irish band at our wedding.
In my head, I always thought like I would choose an Irish name for our children. And then, you know, Cutter Casey came along and
Cutter.
There are some Irish names that have like American spellings, and then there's traditional Irish spellings. My brother named his firstborn son Finn, but he used the traditional Irish spelling, which is F-I-O-N-N. And if I saw that on paper, I would definitely get it wrong trying to pronounce it.
Also, you're married to someone who has an Irish name.
Yeah,
but so my parents decided not to use the Irish spelling.
Right, because they were afraid everyone would call you like Scene.
Yep.
So we're each going to give each other Irish names and see if we can figure out how to pronounce them based on the spelling. Okay, so I'll do girls' names for you and you do boys' names for me.
Yep. All right, the first one is A-I-S-L-I-N-G. And I would guess that's Eiling.
Here is Google telling, or this is a website that is going to pronounce it for us.
Aisling.
Isn't that trippy? Yeah. I would have said Eiling or Ailing.
Yeah. All right. Next one is C-A-O-I-M-H-E. Kaiom.
That's not even close.
Okay.
Here we go.
Cuiva?
What?
Cuiva.
Next one is G-R-A-I-N-N-E. Granny or grain.
Grania.
Grania.
That's closer.
Oh, yeah. Grania. Like all the names, all the Irish names, when you hear them out loud, you're like, oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, what's the next one?
All right. M-E-A-D-H-B-H.
4 consonants in a row. Okay.
Medivh.
Okay, here you go.
Maeve.
What?
Yeah.
We love Maeve.
Yeah.
That's such a nice name.
I think there are other ways to spell Maeve as well.
Medivh.
Okay, so these are Irish boy names. Okay, C-I-A-N, Cian.
Oh, all right. Let's see what that sounds like.
Cian.
Wow. Okay, Cian. I see it, C-I-A-N, Cian. Cian Casey. Ooh.
Cian Casey.
Next one, E-O-I-N, Ewan.
It's not too bad.
Owen.
Oh, Owen.
Owen.
Okay, next, E-O-G-H-A-N. It's obviously Egan.
Egan.
Is it Egan?
No.
Oh.
It's also
Owen.
Owen. It's another Owen. There are just a million ways to spell
okay.
Owen.
Okay. Okay, next one. O-I-S-I-N. Wussin.
Hey, Wussin. Get over here.
Okay.
You ready?
Oshin.
Oshin. Yeah. Aww. It's kind of like your mom's maiden name, Sheehan.
Yeah.
Oshin.
And then the last one, C-O-L-M. It should be Colm.
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 Colm Casey.
I like Key and Casey.
Key and Casey.
All right. Now's the part where we quickly talk about something that annoyed us because we're going to talk about positive things. The one annoyance thing that I have experienced this week, I feel like we both have experienced is anytime anyone's like, how are you feeling? First of all, I had a horrible first trimester, the worst first trimester I could have asked for. And I'm having an amazing second trimester. Like, it's been beautiful. And I understand the third trimester is definitely not going to be as good, but I am enjoying after the misery I went through, I'm having a blissful second trimester, but people don't want to hear that. And so anytime I say like, oh, I feel great, the immediate response is...
Just wait.
Yep. Just wait. You think you're uncomfortable now? Wait. Oh, did I not realize it was going to be more uncomfortable? So that's my grievance of the week.
Okay. I've
gotten it out. So if you're listening and you have friends that are pregnant, save it. Save the bitter. Save. Just be like, oh, you feel great? That's great. I'm so happy for you. Like they
people,
know.
Like, people
they know.
Like want to like warn you and but, like make sure you're prepared. But like people know.
Oh,
we know.
Oh wait. Oh, childbirth's painful. Like, oops, can't believe I didn't think of that. Like, if you're going to warn me, I don't know. Ask if I want to be warned first. Mm. Like, anyway.
Okay. So that's not the whole point of the segment. The whole point of the segment.
Yeah, but I wanted to vent.
Okay.
Okay. So now for the positive things of the week.
Yeah.
Capositives.
The capositives.
Last night I tried Pop-Tart flavored ice cream.
Wow.
So it's this collaboration with this company called Jenny's, and I had to order it online. I had to sign up to be one of the first people to buy it before it sold out. And it has like bits of Pop-Tarts, brown sugar. Wow.
Also, that's a key thing. Which flavor?
Frosted brown sugar cinnamon. Frosted brown cinnamon sugar. The best Pop-Tart. The goat. Indisputable.
Maybe that's another episode.
What?
It's another
episode. Don't think that's the best Pop-Tart?
No.
What do you think it is? Frosted strawberry?
Yeah.
Wrong. You're wrong. You can't be right. You're wrong. You actually are wrong. What do you guys think? What's the best Pop-Tart flavor? Am I right or Sean? It's not subjective. This is objectively frosted.
This is your loves of the week, so I'm not going
they
to
didn't
argue
make,
with you.
They didn't make an ice cream flavor collaboration with frosted strawberry, did they? For the record, I also love frosted strawberry. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Yeah, so that was delicious. I ate half of it last night.
It was very delicious.
And then... my second favorite thing of the week is, so when we lived in LA, we went to this restaurant all the time called Public School, and they make a peanut butter and jelly burger, which sounds so weird and so disgusting, but it's like my favorite burger I've ever had.
My mouth
has
just
like,
started drooling a little bit, just like talking about it.
It has like bacon on it, and then it's like a spicy jam. And so this past weekend, we tried to recreate it and see if we could make it at home since they don't have that restaurant here in San Diego. And I think we pulled it off.
Pretty good.
I'm pretty happy with it.
It was a good first effort.
I basically found like a raspberry jam, and then I put hot honey mixed in to the raspberry jam, and then peanut butter and bacon. And the peanut butter, I think, should be crunchy next time.
Crunchy, yeah. Maybe
and thicker
bacon.
Thicker bacon.
But yeah, I think it was a great first start. So now it's like, all right, is that our thing? I love the idea of like having a thing that you're known for.
Yeah.
Like my dad's known for his margaritas. Mm-hmm. I want to be known for something.
PB&J burgers. All right, what are your faves of the week?
So we are watching...
Why am I out of breath? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you very distinctly in my headphones.
Okay.
There's a show on Hulu that we're watching called The Bear, which is about this restaurant in Chicago, and season one was incredible.
So good.
And there's this one episode in season one where like I just had my fist clenched the entire time. I didn't take a breath. So like the tension is just like you can cut it with a knife. It's incredible. And I just thought, I remember afterwards, like that's one of the best episodes of TV I've ever seen. And so season two, we're coming in with the expectation and the first few episodes are good, but there's not that. And then all of a sudden there's this episode where again, they just have you and it feels like there's a hand on your throat the entire time that you're watching it. And it's just incredible.
It's so good.
So good.
Second season started out a little slow.
Yeah.
And then the last half of the season is like up there with season one.
Yeah.
Highly recommend The Bear.
Another highlight of this week was golfing with my wife.
Oh, me?
Yeah. You. So I'm in a Thursday night golf league and everyone who I normally golf with couldn't golf. So Lauren decided to join me on golfing and it was awesome. And I played really well. Aww. I kept telling her, I'm like, I don't normally play this well. I don't know why. So maybe I was showing off for you or something. Maybe. But
for the record, I don't golf.
Yes.
But I love driving golf carts.
Like a granny.
Well, pish posh.
Yeah, what happened to you when you were younger?
It's scary. There's bumps in the pavement.
And like you're like so worried about all the golf rules and you're like, oh, we can't go over here. I'm like, yes,
there's
can.
There's so many rules. Like, oh, you can't drive. You can drive on the course, but only if you do it in an L. Or like all these things where I'm terrified of like getting in trouble.
I think you have some trauma that's like buried. And I'm like, I need to find out why you are the way you are on a golf course. Because you're just like this like dainty little.
I don't know. Because they're like mean. Golf courses have such rules and they're just mean.
I know, but where did that come from?
I really don't know. We'll get to it one day.
There's a lot to unpack. But anyways, it was awesome. I had a blast. I want to do it more.
Yeah, it was a nice day. You only did 9 holes, so it was great for me. Yeah, well, I'm glad that you enjoyed that because it was fun for me.
It was fun for me too. And was it fun for the baby?
Oh, baby had a blast.
Baby was kicking like crazy.
Yeah, that's why I putted so poorly.
Cool. Yeah. Baby kicked.
All right. Well, as always, there is a video component of this podcast available. If you're listening on Spotify, there's a video, or you can watch or listen on YouTube, on the Kapower Hour YouTube. And a big thank you to everyone who is leaving us ratings and reviews on all the podcast apps. That's really helping us get this podcast up and going so we can keep doing it. Keep having a good time. So sorry for missing this week. I will do my best to make this episode twice as long. Because I usually get in there and I just cut out like an hour worth of talking.
It's usually all the stuff that I say.
No.
Maybe.
All right.
We're kapout.
Kapout.
Love you.
I love you.